Hello, my Crystal Loves Texas family. Hope everybody is doing well tonight. And we've got one of our favorite guests in the studio tonight from Accomplished Learning Services. And we have been friends for 2 years now, yeah. I think, about mm-hmm. 2 years now. And we found out about this lady and her company from a very good friend of mine. And he said, you know, you've got to meet this organization, the people who are over this organization, because they're really doing some wonderful, wonderful things in the community. And I said, well, you know, have them give me a call. And that's how we met Miss Sequina Davis and Miss Minnie Jenkins from Accomplished Learning Services. So Sequina, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back, Ms. Rebecca Williams. Rebecca, my co-host every week is Rebecca Williams.
Hi.
And we brought Sequina back in tonight because we want to make sure that we leave no stone unturned. And there's not too much we can say this, because it's always going to resonate with someone who may not have seen it the last time.
Yes.
But Sequina is here because she's going to talk about how people who may need to go back and recover hours or even start back from scratch into high school to get their high school diploma. So Sequina, welcome back, and tell us a little bit about Accomplished Learning Services and tell us about the two guests we've got in today.
Thank you so much, Crystal. And hello everyone out there. And I just wanna let you know that Accomplished Learning Services have been established since 2009.
Wow,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and it started off It started off as a tutoring service,
yes,
for students to help them get tutoring to recover credit in high school.
Credit recovery.
Right.
Yes, credit recovery, yes. And then it just evolved into tutoring to help prepare students for the GED test.
Yeah.
And now we have evolved right now into an accredited adult high school.
That is awesome.
And we are so excited. That is awesome.
And the thing about it is, you know, so many times you hear people talk about, and you hear this all the time, you hear people talk about going back to school. And the first thing that comes to their mind is getting their GED, especially adults.
Yes.
Simply because a lot of people still think that that's the only route to take.
Right.
They just don't. Because until you told me that students could go back and have an accelerated program,
yes,
to get their actual high school diploma. And a lot of times, even though,
yeah, because I thought GED was the only way you could.
Me too, until you told me.
No, until you came along.
It's more ways. You can go the route of taking the test for the GED. You also can take the HICET route, where you can take a test for the HICET and obtain your high school diploma. And the HICET test, I actually love that one, because you can answer 20 questions and get 8 right and still pass and get your high school diploma.
Wow.
So there are so many different ways. And then, you know, some students, they need to, you know, go online and do work. And we do all of our work online, and it's virtual. And they can get their, then we have the high school diploma way, where we evaluate the transcripts and we see what courses that they need. And then they take all their courses online.
That is awesome. So we're going to jump right in and get to meet a couple of your students who were so gracious as to join us tonight, because we always like to get the perspective of the student.
Yes.
That's always good to get, because they're going to be very, very honest.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of times your students have gone out into the world. They have families, they have jobs, and they're adulting. They're living life.
Yes.
And they just made a commitment to themselves, mm-hmm, to come back and say, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Whatever it takes, I'm going to do this. So,
yes.
Sequina, let's talk to Zachary first and then introduce Lainey to us.
Yes. Zachary, he's in Louisiana. He's one of our students. He is graduating in May.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yes, he is such a memorable and respectful young man. We are so excited for him. And yes. We're just rooting for him. But he'll be graduating on May 18th here. We're going to have a...
I was at the graduation last year. I came.
And hopefully we'll see you this year.
Yes.
We'll see. But on May 18th, he will be walking that stage with his diploma.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit about Lainey.
Now, Lainey, she's our alumni.
Yay!
And we're so excited.
Congratulations, Lainey.
And she's one of our Colorado graduates.
Wow.
Yes, and I'm going to let her tell you. And, you know, we don't just see them through a high school diploma.
Yes.
We help them with career paths.
Wow.
So we get them, help them with going to college and everything like that. And Lainey will tell you about her journey with where she went. I won't tell it, Lainey. I'll let you
tell your story.
But we also we help navigate them getting a career path as well. And Zachary, he'll be getting ready to do his career coaching soon because he's in his last classes. And we do career coaching with our students when they get ready to graduate. This is something we started last year and we're going to continue.
Okay.
And we're getting students in either a certification program, a two-year college, four-year college, whatever they want to do, help them navigate that.
That's awesome. Well, tell us first, I'm going to start with Zachary. Zachary, tell me a little bit about yourself and what your early educational experience was like. Did you like going to school? Was it fun?
And so I'm originally from Oklahoma. I lived in Duncan, and I moved up here to Louisiana to kind of better myself. I ended up getting into a lot of juvenile troubles, and I actually tried to go back to school after I got out of lockup. And they told me my charges was too violent to attend school.
I didn't know that was a thing. You can actually X someone out of school?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So does that differ state to state?
I'm not for sure on that one.
The laws are different.
Wow, yes, ma'am. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I tried to go back, and they basically told me, like, they told me I could go back, but I would have to restart my whole thing over, and I just kind of wasn't messing with that at all.
Yeah.
So then they told me my only option was GED. Well, I tried GED, and it was like they didn't care, you know, like they were just there for a paycheck, like that's all they really wanted to do. So I gave up school for a while.
Wow.
And then I came up here to Louisiana and my uncle and my grandma, they was really, really encouraging me to go back to school. So I did it and I found this program. And let me tell you what, it's amazing, especially Miss J. I couldn't do it without her. Like you can have a good program, but it takes a really good teacher. And she's amazing.
That is awesome. And what about you, Lainey? What was your early educational experience like? Was it pretty traditional or did you have some hiccups too?
I definitely had hiccups. I've been in and out of school for quite some time. I pretty much raised my siblings and one of the greats that got pregnant at 18.
Yeah.
So I had a little girl and school was just not really an option. It had to do with work and stuff like that. I attempted to get my GED a couple times and I actually met one of my best friends and her mom was friends with Minnie. And Minnie had reached out to me and she was like, listen, we have this program. Your friend has told us about you. I know you've struggled. And they got me in and I actually kind of stepped away because I was so nervous about everything.
Okay.
I was also going through a lot as a single mom and Colorado just started skyrocketing with bills and stuff. Yeah. And I kept pushing it away. And Minnie would reach out like, at least once a week and be like, what are you doing? Why are you not in school? And what can we do? And how can we help you? And, you know, how can this work better for you? And I mean, like he said, it takes good teachers and they did all of them, everybody. I mean, consistently.
Wow.
Being on top of it and understanding that life is in the way and that things happen and it's not easy. It's not easy just to live in general.
Exactly.
So it was really neat. And school was just rough. Yeah. It was in and out kind of thing. So.
Well, let me ask you both this. Why did you sort of touched on this. I was going to ask you, why did you decide to go the actual high school diploma route instead of the GED route? Which one is one easier than the other? I would think that the GED route is probably easier.
It just depends on the student.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on how you learn.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely how you learn.
Really? So is the GED program more accelerated, or how are they different?
Well, it just depends on sometimes some students are good test takers.
Yeah.
So, and then some, if they've been out of school a while, it may not be advantageous.
Rusty. Yeah.
So it's really every student is different. As educators, you know, every student is different and unique in their own way. So it's just we let them choose. We give them the options.
Right.
And we help them navigate which one they feel is best for them. If we feel that they're in like maybe GED or HICET for a while and they feel frustrated, we may transfer them to the HSD, which is the high school diploma route. And we and, you know, some of the students, we have scholarships if we need to transfer them over.
Really?
And so they won't have to incur that cost.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what are your future educational plans? Will your plans, and this is for Lainey and Zachary. What are your future educational plans? Will your plans be better met by showing that you actually graduated and didn't simply take a test? You didn't simply take and pass a GED test.
Go ahead, Zach.
Okay. So my plan after all this is I want to go into HVAC.
Yes.
No heating and air conditioning.
That is. Especially in the South. It's hot here.
He'll always work.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So it's just kind of like, that's really what I want to do. I've been thinking about it for a couple years now, and that's really what I want to do. But I know you need a high school education for that. So. Yes.
Okay. How about you, Lainey?
So since I've graduated, I officially am CNA certified. So certified nursing assistant. I also am a medical assistant. I received my phlebotomy. I am currently in school full time, reaching for my BSN for nursing. And my end goal is surgical NP. So I have officially, I made my plan many, many years ago. And, you know, turning 30, I was like, okay, well, this is when this is supposed to happen, and this is this, and yeah, it just has not stopped. It's been ongoing since
that
then.
That's awesome. That is. And the thing about it is, you know, a degree in nursing is so different from what it was even 10 years ago, because there's so many fields that nurses can go into, especially in the cosmetic industry. You know, you can open up your own little med spa when they do the lashes and all that neat stuff. And, you know, everybody wants to have a registered nurse that has credibility.
Yes.
So,
and also, just like teaching, I found out there's a nursing shortage.
There
it's
is
a nationwide nursing shortage.
Huge shortage.
Begging people to come into the nursing field. So it's, you are always working.
I am always working now, so yes, just in general, healthcare is really hurting since everything with the pandemic and stuff. So I think everybody, a lot of your older nurses are just really, really tired. They're tired, they're worn, and it was not fair, and like 90% of the stuff they went through. And so it was nice to be able to, one, still get the end of some of those nurses and work with them and learn things, but then also be a fresh kind of face to healthcare to go in and start something new.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And the thing about it is, you know, after COVID, a lot of nurses were just burned out and exhausted.
Yeah.
They actually saw so much that just affected them. And, you know, some things you probably never thought you'd see in nursing. You know, who thought that we would see another plague in our lifetime? We thought that stuff was gone, but you know, they saw a lot of mortality.
Yeah, and it was a traumatic experience.
Yes, it was, and they just didn't bargain for all that at one time with nursing,
and they were overworked and underpaid.
That's right.
Sometimes pulling in 20, 24 hours a day. I have nursing friends.
Yes,
so
me too. I've got a cousin who did
my sister's
a documentary,
and they were just as frustrated as we are.
Yes. Now, both of you guys, I'm going to ask you a question. And I want you to be honest with me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Zachary, this is for you first. Were you ever skeptical about whether or not a program like this one was actually too good to be true?
I mean, yes and no. I'm gonna be honest. So whenever I came here and I was looking for schools, and yeah, my grandma and my uncle, you know, we kind of got on the computer and just kind of looking, and it said you can get your high school diploma. I was like, there ain't no way, you know. But then once I actually started to like actually do it, I'm like, all right, yeah, I can see it. And then whenever I had my first face-to-face with Miss J, it really clicked in then. I was like, oh yeah, this is for real. I'm actually going to get it done.
That's awesome. What about you, Lainey? Tell the truth.
I was pretty skeptical. I mean, it was like, I my friend that I met, we worked for a towing company. So I was like, I don't know if you know what you're talking about. And how do you know these people? And what are you walking me into? I mean, anything that a best friend would tell you anyways, you're kind of like, is this a good idea first? So, and then when I got to talking with Minnie about it, and she was like, no, I like, it's all this. The only thing you're paying for are your tests. Cause I went the high set route, excuse me. And, I was like, okay, well, we'll see. I'll do the first kind of semester. And like I said, I was just really unfocused, unmotivated. And when she pulled me back in, it was more, I guess it came more into a light, like, hey, these people are really trying to help you. So I need you to get your life together.
Well, let me ask you guys both this. Is this a program that you would recommend to a friend or relative if they were in the same position and they were seeking an alternative high school?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. I've given out multiple things such as like emails and websites for them to go on to and check it out themselves. And I'm a very honest person in myself already. Yes. Sometimes a little too honest. So I'm always like, here's information, because I already told you, I'm not going to tell you anymore. If you really want to look, if you're really interested, if you're serious about it, don't BS it. Just go in, look it out, and
for yourself,
message somebody. Your first step is messaging somebody. And if it's not right, then it's not right. And they're going to let you know, like, no, we're not this. But
that's right.
I was like, I did it. And it took, I mean, and I'm in healthcare. And with the way that I look, is not always the easiest to get into healthcare. But they were right on it. So it kind of just worked out like that.
Well, guys, let me, I'm going to turn this to Ms. Davis and ask her this. Now, Accomplished Learning Services is now fully accredited as a high school in many states, in Texas, but you serve many states.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And why is this important for potential students to seek out an accredited program?
Well, for the main thing is you want it to be a real school. And if it's accredited, and especially if you want to go to higher learning, you want to make sure that they're able to receive financial aid.
Okay.
If it's not an accredited school and they try to go get grants or anything like that, they will not accept it. Also, state like jobs and things like that, they won't accept a lot of those. When COVID hit, they turned down a lot of people. A lot of people had to come back and get their high school diploma the correct way, because there were so many adult high schools out there, or online high schools. I'm doing the quotes because
they're
out there and like charging like thousands of dollars. It was ridiculous.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing a lot of those.
And they were given, it was a paper that said diploma and their names on it.
So they really thought they graduated.
And there were there was a lot of shady stuff like that going on, especially in the mid and the early 2000s. A lot of shady stuff like that.
Yes.
And they were even doing that on the college level. And people were telling them that their degrees were absolutely no good.
Right, because it was not accredited. It has to be accredited because you have to be governed down with something.
Yes.
You have to be held accountable with something. Mm-hmm. So that with having an accreditation, that shows that you are holding your school at a high regard and high standard.
Right.
If you're held accountable, And even with accreditation, you get evaluated. The program gets evaluated.
Exactly.
And everything. They want to make sure that your curriculum is up to par. They want to make sure that you're using correct learning management systems.
Yeah.
So that's what you want. You don't want people to just go get workbooks, make copies, and give you a packet.
Right.
And say, turn it in, and we'll give you a high school diploma. That's just setting up a red flag right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, that's why it's important to have an accredited high school, because you want to further your education and you want it to be real.
That's mm-hmm. true. So are certified teachers responsible for all classes or classes online?
Yes, all classes are online.
That's great.
We
yeah.
do. We offer tutoring, as Zachary and Elaine has also explained. We have tutoring, we have sessions. They are credentialed teachers. Not only that, we have academic advisors, which I'm a career coach into that. We have academic advisors that are assigned to the students to make sure they stay on track. So they're not just sitting in the class, not doing their work. So those phone calls and those emails, if they're not getting it from Miss J, they're getting it from Miss Queen. We're on it, because we can go in the learning management system and see if they're doing work when there's
or both.
Activity. If they did 2 seconds in there, we know you did 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. So you can monitor real time.
We monitor.
So you're progress monitoring them as they go along.
That's awesome. Yes. Okay. Almost definitely, until they are done with the program. If we see them inactive for so many days, we're like,
reach out. Yeah.
And you know, me and Ms. Jenkins, we're very down to earth.
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, we're educators. Yeah. We're moms, we're grandparents.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a grandparent. And
yeah, I was getting ready to say what? Yes,
grown adult children.
Yeah.
But we will. Okay, is something going on? Do we need, because we'll be the counselor, the encourager.
You're the mom. You're the mom.
We will mother hen them if they need it, whatever they need to help them stay on track.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, you're still lifing every day.
Right.
Yes.
And they need someone to help them along the way. And I think, you know, a lot of students, when they were going to school,
right,
they was not getting that extra push that they may need.
Right.
But we do. We look at those things to see what's going on. How can we help you get back on track? And we'll text you many times, right, Zachary?
Yes, ma'am.
So I also have another question for you. Mm-hmm. So let's just say you have a young man or a young woman who had to drop out their senior year. Mm-hmm. They were like on track to graduate, but for whatever reason, life's right.
Yeah.
So they had to drop out for whatever reason, and they literally only had one more year under their belt. So how do you tackle a situation like that?
We still take them.
Okay.
Even if they have...
Do they have to start from scratch?
Or no.
Okay.
No. We retrieve their transcript.
Okay.
We actually help them navigate. If they can't get it themselves, we'll
get
navigate
it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we try to alleviate the stress of it, because they're all
over
the place as it is
at
times. And if we can help alleviate that stress of getting that transcript, we help them. We've even given the links. Listen, this is the link. Click on this link and request your transcript. Even if we have to do that, we'll do it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So once they get the transcript, we evaluate it, and then we go through and see what courses they need.
Okay.
Now, we do go by the traditional, the foundational diploma, the 22 credit hours. We go by that foundational diploma plan, and we go through and we make sure they have everything they need to graduate.
Okay.
And when students find out they only just can take what they need,
that's
not start
yes,
over, they're
that's
like,
right.
okay,
that's
I
right.
can do that.
Because that's got to be discouraging if you were a junior getting ready to be a senior and you had to leave and you're told that you got to start as a freshman. I could see where that would be very
discouraging. Or if you, like I said, if you were a senior and you were on track to graduate, but life, and now you mean I got to do all of that all over again?
And the good thing about it, if you as a senior with us, you don't have to use a time frame of a year to finish your senior year.
Yeah, tell us about that, because you guys are truly accelerated.
Yes, what we do is we once we evaluate, we see what credits you need, and then we determine what level you are for as grade level, where you are for as credits.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so if you leave ninth grade, if you need 9 through 12, we give you an entire year to do it.
Right,
but we kind of help you along the way, so you won't need a year.
Exactly.
So like every 30 days, you'll get like 3 courses
so
or 2 courses, depending on each student is different.
Yeah.
So I can't say, we don't cookie cutter it.
Right.
Because everybody learns differently. So
right.
We kind of give them what they need. That's if they're in the high school diploma plan.
Yes.
For the HISET, we have them in another plan where we give them like 90 days or whatever. Wow. If they only need 3 tests, we may give them 90 days or 180 days, whatever the case. How many tests they need is what we base their time on.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, we don't want them to have to wait.
Right.
For the diploma. They waited all this time and they're being very patient and they're grown-ups and they don't want to wait all day to get their high school
diploma. That's right. That's
right. So we help
especially
them
when light is urgent that they need to move to the next step.
Right. And especially we have COVID hit, a lot of students, a lot of adults. I'm saying students, but they're our students, but they're adults. Right. A lot of adults were actually in their profession.
Exactly.
But had to go back and get their high school diploma.
Wow.
Because they did not have
They were required.
They were required.
Gotcha.
For their jobs to have that high school diploma. So
that's great that there's a program like this, mm-hmm. you know, with that kind of situation. Because to me, when that kind of monkey wrench is thrown at you, mm-hmm. that's almost thrown at people in order to weed people out.
It is.
Because something that everyone can just jump and do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about some of the educators that we're looking at here. That's just part of your staff, but tell us about that.
Yes, in the middle is Mrs. Jenkins. That's our CEO.
Okay. That's Miss Jane that they're talking about.
Services. Yes. That's our team.
Yes,
they love her.
And you know what?
She's amazing.
You have to, because she's a hand-on person.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's what sets us apart.
Yes.
We are for the community, and we reach out and we talk to the students. And we have to have that personable relationship.
I got to throw this in. That's where I met Mrs. Jenkins at a national night out.
Yeah.
I met her at a national night out. Yes. Through one of our friends who was all about community. And he said, I got to put you two together.
Was that Mr. Scott?
Yes.
We're always networking.
Yes.
We work in a community.
Hi, Anthony.
Absolutely. So who are some of the other instructors back there?
Okay. And then.
Or counselors.
Yes. And to Ms. Jenkins' right is, that is Dr. Shirley Smith. See, we celebrate on all ends. So we're all moving forward. So that's this is how our students know us, because we share our lives.
Yeah.
But she's also in there working hands-on with the students.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. And then at the
gentleman?
Yes. And the gentleman is, that's Mr. Starr.
Okay.
He's one of our advisors as well.
Okay.
But he typically checks on the students as well.
Okay.
And then in the back.
In the middle.
Oh. In the middle,
yes,
that is Miss Tiffany. She's Miss Tiffany Burke. She's one of our new oncomers.
And
she's been a jewel, and we're very excited. We're getting ready to switch. We're bringing her in to do more academic coaching, because we're growing.
Okay.
And we needed some help.
Right.
So we're trying to spread the duties, you know, so we can get, you know, some more of the students in the college and in their career path.
Yeah.
And then to the back, that is Dr. Mosley.
Okay.
And Dr. Mosley, she rest in peace. She passed.
Wow. Okay.
But we were honoring her. Yes, she did. We love her. And
I met her last year.
You did?
Yeah.
At the graduation.
I did.
And we're working actually on a project that's very dear to our heart. And it was introduced by Dr. Mosley. We're going to be working with the Department of Human Services in Louisiana.
Okay.
And we're going to encourage some of their clients to help them get their high school diploma.
Okay.
So that's
awesome.
That's going to be huge.
That's awesome. Okay. Got to ask you this, because I know people are going to be contacting us to ask us this.
Okay.
All of this sounds really good. It sounds really legit. You got two students who are telling us that it is just the greatest thing that they've encountered.
Chris, I think I know what you're going with this.
You know what I'm going to ask. So how much does all of this cost?
Because I ain't got no money for this.
Okay.
Same.
If you choose to do the HISET route, which is 5 different tests, and we get you prepared for that, and you still go to class,
okay,
you still get tutoring, that's $20.
Whoa.
Well, stop. I would have believed you if you said $2,000.
No.
How much?
$20.
Okay.
The appetizers at Papa Do's cost more than $20.
TGI Friday's appetizers cost $20. Yeah.
The catch is we get the joy of seeing our students graduate.
Wow.
We're giving back to the community. Yes. Mind you, none of us get paid for this. We do get paid. Let me be honest, not monetarily.
Right.
But all of our proceeds come from God, of course. Right. I'll say that. But we do it because we see so many people that do not. My age. Wow. I'm 46 years old. Yeah. And I have people my age.
That's right.
And beyond.
That's not odd at all.
And they feel like that they can't do it.
Yeah. It's and they late. Feel that they've been left behind. Yes. Yeah.
They feel like it's too late. I've been through too much. They keep putting me through all this is what deters people from getting a high school diploma.
That's right.
Too many loops.
That's right. Hurdles to jump through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And money is a factor.
That's right.
It is a factor. And we recognize that. So whatever we can do to alleviate that, we try our best. Now for the GED, for that testing, that's 20. Now we don't pay for the test itself.
Yeah.
That's $39. It doesn't go to us. It goes to the test takers. But for us to help you get you where you need, $20. And then
Sequina, that just I don't know how that could be because we've got all of these people. These people have got some serious credentials behind them.
Well, I know that, but it's a bigger picture.
That's
and we know that this is gonna be a blessing.
That's right.
Now for the high school diploma route, it charges more because we do have to pay for our
materials
curriculum.
Probably. Yes.
Right. Not the teachers, but the curriculum. Right. We volunteer our time and we enjoy it.
It goes back into the school pretty much.
Yes. So the tuition, whatever
the high school
the tuition goes toward the curriculum.
Okay.
So for a high school diploma, if you need like 2 years, that's like it's $250, but it's for 2 years worth of education.
Wow.
But we have another program that's coming up where we're going to start. We're speaking to this and get sponsors so we can start. We already start giving scholarships to certain students that can't afford it.
Yes.
So not saying everybody can't, but that's the avenues we're venturing
off. You don't want it to be cost prohibitive to anyone who really wants their diploma.
That's the point.
Period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't want it to be a deterrent.
That's right.
But that is it. But if you look at it, some schools charge for one class, $500.
I know, yeah.
And we charge that for a whole, we don't even charge $500 at all. But like the highest is like $350, but that's if you need all four years.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, they charge $500, but and then
it's for one class.
I know, and it might not even be legit. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you know, like you said, all of these people that spent all of their money and then come to find out that it was a sham.
Yeah. Yes.
But there are schools not adult high school, but there are places they can go get an accredited credit, but it's going to cost
much more expensive.
$500, $600,
and $1,000 probably, amount, right.
That same amount, you can go your whole 4 years with us and do it. We make it cost effective enough that we're able to pay for our curriculum.
Of course. Of course.
So, Sequina, tell me this. Who is your target student? We know that your students, for the most part, are non-traditional because they're adults for the most part. Mm-hmm. But who is who's the prime candidate?
It can be a...
Well, let me put it like this. Mm-hmm. Who's your... how old was your oldest student who's come through the program?
Oh, my goodness. They have to be in their 60s.
Wow.
Wow.
That's good. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And our youngest, I want to say 17.
Okay.
So we do have programs. I mean, we do have things in place, like if there's an under... that has completely withdrawn. Because you have to remember, well, you guys know when they turn 18... Like we had a student was getting ready to turn 18, but they were at a ninth grade level. So the parent just withdrew them.
Oh, yeah.
If they have an actual withdrawal from school,
right,
we can take them in like that. But we have to have the we have to have the proof of withdrawal, and then they have some consent forms they need to sign.
So what if they just dropped out? Y'all can't take them if they dropped out?
If they're underagers, we cannot.
They've got to be an adult.
They have to be an adult. Okay. But if they are underage, they have to have a withdrawal and a parental consent.
Okay.
That's first state, because we go through all regulation. We don't cut any corners.
No, I understand. You want your program to thrive for sure.
Oh, yes.
Well, Zachary, let me ask you this. When you talk to your friends that you grew up with or family members that you grew up with, would you say that a lot of people had told you that you would never graduate?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, well, you got, because so all my charges, like, they're juvenile, you know, so they fell off whenever I turned 18, but I never got them expunged. So if I was to go in a government job, they can still see it. You know what I mean? So like, it's not completely off my record. So everybody always kept telling me like, you'll never get a job. You'll never proceed in any high school education unless it's a GED.
Wow. And
I really didn't want a GED because I tried it one time and it was just like, they didn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want a diploma. Right. Everybody wants a diploma if you can get a diploma. Right.
I'm not saying all GED programs are like that, but from my experience with the GED program, it was nothing really. Like, they just didn't care. They was just there to get a paycheck. They didn't care if you graduated.
Wow. And you said that you tried a couple of different ones, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
This is my fourth time going back. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Your last time.
Yeah.
How many times, lady?
I said it's his last time.
That's right. Yes. You did it. You did it. And everybody who said that, you need to send them a picture of you walking across that stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I will.
Lainey, let me ask you this. Would you say the same thing? Were there people who said, you know, she's got a daughter now. You know, she'll never go back. She's working.
My child, my not so nice attitude sometimes affected that. But I have full neck tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Full hand tattoos.
Wow.
I had all of these before the age of 18. And when I had my daughter, you know, that definitely put it in. I worked at Denny's. My daughter and I showered and stuff at the truck stop.
Yeah.
We lived in the back of the Denny's.
Wow.
And there were many of times that many of people that have not so nice things to say, but definitely like coming into what I'm in now, it was wild. I mean, meeting some of the doctors, you still get pushback from doctors and you get pushback from a lot of the older crowd who isn't so fond about it. But I actually had a gentleman who just retired, who I looked up to very much so, that would not speak to me for over 2 months because of how I looked, and didn't know that I had gotten all my credentials to be a CNA, was in my BSN program, doing everything, until he found out that I was in school. So I was leaving like right at 4 o'clock every day, and he apologized. He was like,
judging
what I didn't assume. Yeah, he was like, I assumed something so bad and I shouldn't have. He was like, you're an adult and you know what you're doing and you're good at your job and you're trying. And he was like, and that's all that mattered.
And so, and the thing about it is, you know, there's always different ways that you can look at something. When someone looks at you, someone who has a lot of tattoos all over, different types of tattoos, when someone looks at you, you may be that person that encourages someone who may not want to go in to have their health seen about, go in. Right. You may make them feel comfortable coming in
because of how they
wouldn't have before.
Yeah, most definitely. I can honestly say that not only from, sorry, my computer was dying.
It's okay.
Not only from just that in general, but between Minnie and Dr. Shirley, I almost wanted to cry when you guys like were talking about them just because of how they all are. And you as well, I've gotten emails from you and text messages from you. And it was so much that was happening. And
yes,
thinking that you were so by yourself, and that is something that this school can definitely give you that a lot of schools cannot.
Right. It's
just the community and the love behind it. And knowing, like, I don't know how many times I think I failed the math. I think it was the math. I failed it 3 times. Okay, so it was not just like easy. Oh my gosh, I failed math 3 times. And I think I called Minnie that day in my car, bawling my eyes out. And I was just like, this is my last subject. And I cannot do it. Like, I have not passed it. I'm working. I'm still dealing with my kid. Like, I'm struggling. Like, this is a struggle right now. And right. She was like, nobody ever said you couldn't do it. Nobody ever. And even if they did, you never told yourself you couldn't do it. So quit telling yourself that now, because you've came this far. And I remember meeting with Dr. Shirley to eat food. And she was like, okay, pull it all out. Let's go over it. What are you looking at? Like, they just nonstop giving up, nonstop.
It was wow.
So let me ask this to both of you, to Lainey and Zachary. Zach, you talk a lot about your support system and how you had that push from uncle and grandma. So Lainey, what support system did you have, if you don't mind me asking? And for the both of you, was that push what you needed to continue in this journey?
Oh yeah, for sure. If I didn't have my uncle and grandma like constantly like, hey, you need to go back, you need to go back, I wouldn't have gone back, because I'd already had it set, like, I'm just gonna work these side jobs, you know, I'm just gonna kind of do what I gotta do, and I'm just gonna live. I kind of just said, excuse my language, but I said screw school, you know what I mean? That's how I felt.
That's frustration talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then kind of it really did help a lot, you know, especially with my grandma, because my grandma means a lot to me. And with her saying, hey, you need to go back, you need to go back, it's worth it. It definitely is worth it now that I'm doing it and I'm almost done. And the closer I get, the more excited I get about it, and which is kind of crazy because I've never been excited about school at all.
Wow. So are your relatives coming down for your graduation?
Yeah.
That's great. That is great. And what about your support system, Lainey? What did that look like?
I do have my mom and my best friend, which great. Just to point out, my best friend is Dr. Shirley's daughter.
Okay.
So she's a little thing too. You know, they were very supportive, but they knew the kind of person that I was. I don't really talk about it. I didn't want to tell people, you know, that I was struggling or what I was doing. I hadn't passed yet. I hadn't done anything. So I usually don't say anything. And every little step, though, my support definitely was all of them. They consistent. Like I said, even little victories of stuff that I didn't want to talk about, they were huge on celebrating, like huge on it. So my thing is I never felt like it was big if it wasn't big. But it was
same as I have sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And so I mean, for them to just celebrate the little things, I think not only with my mom and my friend Linnea, they like pushed a lot. And having a daughter who is in school too, so it wasn't just like sitting there stressing over homework by myself. My daughter was doing math and doing social studies, and we were looking at the same stuff. And like I said, though, you know, being by yourself consistently and telling yourself like, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Yes. And no, not always does it feel like it's going very well, or do you feel like you're accomplishing it? Those messages and emails and phone calls of like, hey, you passed your social studies one. Like, that's a huge thing. And I was like,
awesome.
It's not that big. Like, it's not the whole thing. And you're like, but you know what? No, it's huge.
Big deal.
You did this one thing that is a step closer to what you're doing. And that's super important. And so even when I passed my CNA stuff, I passed everything like all at once. I did my all before 30. I was like, I have to pass something.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, let me ask you guys this. I'm curious about something. What do the classes look like? Does it look like a big Zoom meeting? Are they one-on-one with the instructor? How does that, do you get to meet any of your other classmates that you're in class with?
We all talk to them.
Yeah.
So there's different ways. Mine was online through like a Canvas app.
Okay.
Yeah.
All we're on the emails. So like if somebody did really good, we were all like, oh, Zach, you killed it. Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
How about you did this or good job on that? So, I mean, we communicated. Yeah.
So okay. It was also a huge support system. It was a support system within a support system.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Monday motivations every Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Raises out if somebody passed a test.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Everybody
messages.
Another test.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to this person. We make a
That's huge, a huge motivator.
That is
a huge motivator.
Like they're probably tired of us emails. We do. We hope y'all appreciate it, but we send out a lot of emails because they need to know
that's right.
That we are rooting for them.
That's
and
right.
And we are so proud. Y'all just don't know. We're like proud aunts and parents over here.
And there's a lot to be. I'm going to let Rebecca ask what she was going to ask, but I've just got to say this, guys. There's a lot to be said for people who seek out a way after they have left a traditional setting to circle back and make sure that they've tied up loose ends, because many, 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 many more people never do it.
Right.
They never do it. And they just kind of resign themselves to the fact that I'll only go this far. I'll only work in this. But when Zach said he's going to go into HVAC, to me, immediately what that said to me was, this is the person who'll probably end up having his own business.
Of course.
Yeah.
Lainey, question for you. How much of an impact, since you brought your daughter up, how much of an impact was your daughter on your decision to go back to school?
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Definitely huge. I just had a small little brown me who has just as much attitude, who has just as much to say.
Yeah.
And just as many things to say and questions. And how am I supposed to look at a mini self and think, oh, well, I didn't graduate, but I still expect you to be in school. And I still expect you to get good grades. And I still expect you to do these things. And since I've gone to school, I have a 16-year-old that I have full-time to now that I took in. And both of them, we've like sat down and made boards of what our goals are and what we're
vision
doing.
Board, the vision
oh,
board.
Oh yeah, I'm big on that.
I've done those, a few of those.
I am huge on that. Linnea and I are big on that. So my 11-year-old told me that because I've been back to school, one of her big goals, because mommy wanted to be a doctor, is she has to be a marine biologist.
Wow.
So she can be by the ocean while I save all the people, she'll save all the fish.
Oh, well, guys, listen, we are running out of time quickly. That hour can go fast. Yeah. Let me say this. I want to just put this, put a bug out there. I want this to be something that Zach thinks about. Zach, your story is very compelling. And there are a lot of young men who are sitting in your shoes right now here in Harris County and Harris County Juvenile, you know, and you said this, these were your own words. I had some pretty bad charges, but to look at you now and see that you are a young man who's completely done a 180 and who is setting the course in motion to go forward into your career and what your future holds. Have you ever thought, or do you ever go back in and talk to young men in that situation as a mentor?
I've thought about it, because like whenever I was going through all that juvenile stuff, I did have a mentor and he helped me out a lot. Like, you know, it wasn't nothing like, oh, just sit down and talk. Like, we actually went out and did things, you know. Like, he took me out to eat or play basketball, and we just sat there and we talked. And that's one thing that really, really, truly helped me a lot, like opened up my mind, because I was 16, you know, I had a lot of bad peers around me and I thought it was cool. I thought, you know, doing all this stuff was fun. I mean, it was in a sense because of my mindset, you know.
But then you had to grow up.
And then once I grew up and like I had friends, you know, they're getting 10, 20 years and I'm sitting back. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like,
that's right.
I don't want to be in a room full of dudes. It's nasty. It's just like, you know, like I want to be out living my life. I don't, I don't want to be like that. And like my best friend, he's actually looking at 15 years right now.
Wow.
And he just so institutionalized. It's crazy. Yeah. Like,
but you know,
you
would be such a great mentor. You'd be such a great mentor.
Thank you.
That's definitely something to think about. But Sequina, let me ask you this. We got 4 minutes. So I want you to tell people if they are watching, and we'll make sure that we drop this into the chat too. If they're watching, how they can reach out to Accomplish Learning Services if they want to set the course in motion to start working on their high school diploma.
Okay. Well, you can call Accomplish Learning Services at 832-319-8057. And you can also go to our website at accomplishlearningservices.com and check our Google reviews.
Yeah.
They're not ours. They're Lainey's. I don't think Zachary done his yet, but no, they're ma'am. Everybody
else's. Do your
Google
reviews at?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your assignment. That's your assignment before you graduate.
Check out the Google reviews. Yes. Go on Facebook. We do have Accomplished Learning Services on Facebook.
Okay.
I'll rerun our graduation. Graduation is May 18th. Yes. And you'll see us live. And you'll actually see students that are graduating from all three states. We're excited.
Yes. And is there any plans to go into other states anytime soon? Or is the three all you can handle right now?
Well, we plan to go worldwide.
That's awesome.
Yes, we don't want to limit ourselves. And we are accepting like volunteers who would like to volunteer time to come and help tutor and things of that nature. We accept volunteers. We're all volunteer educators. Yeah. So if you want to volunteer, you can also email us at accomplishlearningservices@gmail.com. But we're excited and we're on a mission. And that mission, if we have more people that get an education and get a career path, we'll have less people on the streets without food to eat, without clothes on their back. We're trying to set something better for the community. It's not just about, you know, getting their high school diploma. We want everybody to be their best selves.
Absolutely.
It's a better society
as a whole.
And if someone wants to, you said that you guys volunteer, but if there's an organization out there that would like to, or an individual that would like to sponsor some students for this program, can they contact you in the same way?
Yes, please do. The same way. We are looking for sponsors for students who have the inability to pay.
Right.
And we do accept those. And we wholeheartedly accept all donations that are given to Accomplish Learning Services. And it all goes to Accomplish Learning Services.
That's awesome. So 10% doesn't go there and 20% there.
All of it goes to Accomplish Learning Services.
Well, Sequina Davis, Zachary, Lainey, Rebecca Williams, this has been an awesome show. And guys, you guys are going to touch a lot of people's lives because after this, this gets uploaded to all of the national podcast outlets. And we've got even some watchers now in Belgium and places in the Netherlands, way in other places.
But
on YouTube. And we're definitely going to share this. But thank you guys so much for being here. And like we say every week, Rebecca, Sequina,
we can do it.
See you later.
Good luck, Zach.
Thank you.